Today we're building a sunrise set intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, with that emotional bridge feeling that lets a DJ blend in cleanly while still making the room feel something. Now, this kind of intro is not just a warm-up, it's the moment where the track wakes up. You want haze, motion, and tension, but you do not want to rush the release. Think early morning light, dusty air, broken rhythm, and a sense that the drop is coming in on its own terms. Let's start by deciding the phrase length first. For this style, 16 bars is usually the sweet spot, although 8 or 32 can work depending on the tune. In arrangement view, set a locator at bar 1 for the intro start, and another at the point where the main groove or drop comes in. That way, you're building with DJ structure in mind from the beginning. The first 4 bars should feel slightly underwritten. That's a good thing. Leave space. Let the intro breathe. In a real DJ mix, the incoming track needs room to sit on top, so don't overcrowd the opening with every sound you have. First layer, atmosphere. This can be vinyl noise, tape hiss, a field recording, a soft pad, or even a stretched break snippet. The key is texture. Then shape it with stock Ableton devices. Put an EQ8 on it and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the kick and subzone. After that, add hybrid reverb with a small room or chamber feel, keeping the wet amount around 10 to 25%. Then use auto filter and slowly open the cutoff over time. You can start the top end fairly muted, maybe with a low pass around 3 to 8 kHz and let that brightness emerge gradually. That slow color shift is what makes the intro feel like sunrise instead of just more energy. Next, let's build a riser that feels organic, not festival shiny. Use Wavetable, operator, or analog. A saw-based patch works well, or a detuned pair of saws if you want a rougher old-school edge. Keep it simple. One note, or a short drone, rooted in the key of the track. Then add auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff over 4 to 8 bars. Start somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and bring it up towards 6 to 12 kHz. Add a little saturator too, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to give it bite and character. If you want width, a touch of Karsh Ensemble can help, but keep it subtle. You want the riser to feel like it belongs inside the track, not like a separate effect pasted on top. Here's a good trick for jungle and old school DNB. Resample the riser. Record it to audio, reverse the tail and fade it in. Reversed motion often feels more natural in this style, because it creates anticipation without sounding too polished. If you want even more personality, introduce a tiny bit of wow and flutter type movement through subtle modulation, or add saturation, before the filter on one layer and after the filter on another. That gives you two textures, one dirty, one bright. Now we need a breakbeat tease, because that's where the old-school jungle language really comes alive. Drop in a chopped break, a ghost shaker loop, or a few sliced percussion hits. Don't fully reveal the groove yet, just hint at it. High pass the break tease around 150 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't crowd the incoming mix. A little drum bus, maybe 5 to 15% drive, can bring out the transients. Autopan can add movement too, especially with a slow rate like half a bar or one bar. And if the break feels too wide, narrow it a little with utility. This is important, that the break feel half hidden. You are not trying to show the whole drum kit yet. You are suggesting the rhythm grammar that will arrive later. That's what creates anticipation. The listener hears the shape of the groove before it fully lands. Now bring in a bass tease, but be disciplined. For a sunrise intro, you want presence, not full sub weight. Use operator, Wavetable, or analog to make a simple resish or sine-based tone. Keep the pattern sparse, maybe just the root and one movement note. At the start, filter it heavily, then slowly open it as the intro develops. You can low pass the top if it's too buzzy, and use saturator or overdrive to give it a bit of edge. Just don't let the bass dominate too early. The full sub should wait until the final bars or the drop itself. At this point, start thinking in stages. For a 16-bar intro, a good emotional shape is something like this. Bars 1 to 4, haze and dust. Bars 5 to 8, break tease enters. Bars 9 to 12, riser becomes more audible and the bass hint appears. Bars 13 to 16, everything opens, then the transition hits. That staged approach is what makes the intro feel like a sunrise arc instead of one giant swell. Automate with intention. Focus on just a few controls. Filter cutoff, reverb wet amount, delay feedback, send levels and maybe track volume or utility gain. Don't automate everything at once. A slow, exponential rise often feels better than a straight linear ramp, because it keeps mystery early on and gives more lift near the end. In Ableton, draw the curves carefully, especially in the last two bars. Those last moments matter a lot. For the final transition, create a breath-holding moment. Use a reversed cymbal or crash, a short snare roll built from clipped break hits, a delay throw on a stab or FX hit, or a tape stop style pitch drop on a resampled element. You can do this with echo, simple delay, reverb, pitch, or resampling. The key is not to overcrowd the end. Often, the best transition is the one that briefly clears space right before impact. That little pocket of silence or near silence makes the drop hit much harder. Now let's glue the whole intro together. Route the atmosphere, riser, break tees, and bass tees into an intro FX group. On the group bus, use HQ8 to clean out any mud, with a gentle high pass around 30 to 60 Hz if needed. Add a glue compressor lightly, just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. A touch of saturator can help unify the layers. And use utility to check mono compatibility on the low end, and keep the overall level controlled. That headroom part is important for DJ use. A DJ intro should be mix-friendly. If it's too hot, too wide, or too busy, it becomes harder to blend into the next record. Keep the master conservative. Make room for the incoming tune. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. One is making the riser too EDM-like. In Jungle and Old School D&B, the rise should feel like it grew out of the track, not like a stock festival build. Use texture, use saturation, and keep the filter movement softer. Another mistake is letting the sub arrive too early. If the full low end hits too soon, you lose tension and DJ flexibility. Keep the bass teased, not fully unleashed. Another one is overloading the intro with too many layers. If every element is active from the start, the sunrise feeling disappears. The intro becomes clutter instead of atmosphere. Also, watch your timing. In this style, a little imperfection can be musical. A tiny push or drag on a break tease, or a slightly loose riser hit, can make the whole thing feel more human and less gridlocked. And finally, check your work at low volume. If the atmosphere and motion still read clearly when it's quiet, your mix is probably translating well. That's a great test for a DJ intro, because real club and set situations are rarely monitored at perfect loudness all the time. If you want to level this up, try a two-stage riser. One layer can rise in brightness early, and a second layer can rise in intensity later. That creates a more natural emotional curve than one giant continuous sweep. Or try a call and response idea, where a short break chop or effect stab answers the riser every two bars. That kind of phrasing works really well in classic jungle. You can also try a ghost bass reveal. Start with only the harmonics of the bass, then let the true low end appear in the final 2 to 4 bars. That's a really effective way to make the drop feel like it arrives by itself. For your practice session, keep it simple. Build a 16-bar intro using only 4 tracks. 1 atmosphere track, 1 break tease track, 1 riser track, and 1 bass tease track. High pass everything that doesn't need low end. Automate 1 filter cutoff on each track, and add 1 final transition effect in bar 15 or 16. Then bounce it to audio and listen back quietly. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does it feel like sunrise? Can a DJ mix into it easily? And does the tension build in stages? If the answer is no, simplify. Remove 1 layer. Make the automation smoother. Give the intro more room to breathe. So the big idea here is simple. A strong sunrise intro in jungle and old school D&B is about controlled emotion. Not huge obvious buildup, not overblown effects, but atmosphere, break tees, a carefully managed riser stack, and a bass hint that stays loyal to the blend. Use Ableton Live 12 stock devices to shape the arc with clarity, keep the phrasing clean, and let the final bars open just enough to feel the sunrise coming through. That balance of haze, movement, restraint, and lift is what makes the intro feel alive. And when the drop finally lands, it hits way harder because you earned it.